Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Journalists from Fox, one of the most popular news destinations on the web, answer some of YouTube's most searched and interesting questions on the provocative new YouTube docuseries, Glad You Asked. So what does the cloud actually look like? Could we survive on Mars? Just several of the human curiosities addressed on Glad You Asked. And two of the hosts, Cleo Abram and Christoph Homberson, are with us. Cleo is a video producer at Vox, decoding complex topics in technology and economics, as she reveals how underlying systems work and highlights the wonder of the world around us. She produced for Explain, Vox's Netflix show, and produces a YouTube series, Hey Kid, where she documents her life for her future kids. Christoph, also a video producer for Vox, making videos about culture and design, also worked on Explained on Netflix, and By Design on Vox's YouTube channel. He studied journalism and political science at Northwestern University. Exploring human curiosity questions in typical Vox fashion, Glad You Asked, premiering October 8th on YouTube. Cleo and Christoph with us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
Looking forward to this concept. And first of all, where do you get these questions? And I'm sure you have plenty that you would like to go through. How do you choose which ones to address on the program?
Yeah, it's tough to choose. So, you know, the show is a collaboration between YouTube and Vox. And, you know, what that kind of allowed us to do was to, you know, send out an ask to all of our 6 million followers on YouTube to see what kinds of things that they wanted to know more about, but then also kind of have an idea of what people are searching for on YouTube based on YouTube's data. And, you know, by combining those two things along with our personal interests and questions that we, want to look more into ourselves, we're kind of able to come up with this slew of 10 topics that take a combination of all those different lines of inquiry.
And Cleo, talk about actually when you get it together, going out and looking for answers. This is not talking head interviews. This is participatory on your part, isn't it?
That's right. We serve as hosts sort of as a proxy for the audience.
Yes.
We take on this question and we go looking for the answer. And that takes us to really interesting places. I, for example, went to talk to a scientist who does research in a paleolake basin in Utah. So basically just imagine a very flat, salty desert. And we took ATVs out into the desert and we got stuck. And some part of the episode involves, you know, oh my God, how are we going to get out of this situation that we've gotten ourselves into? And that's a lot of fun, being out in the field and not just speaking to the scientists about their research, but seeing them do their research, getting into sort of unexpected situations with them makes the show come alive in some ways. And we have been really excited to get the chance to do that by working with YouTube. I know Christoph, for example, went to Hawaii to talk to scientists about genetically engineered food. I was a little bit jealous of that trip. and just in general, we get to go to really wonderful places to learn what there is to learn about these really fascinating topics.
As you're looking at the questions you're going to answer in the series, everyone is like, yeah, I've often thought about that myself. Talk about some of the questions that you'll be addressing during the course of the first season of Glad You Asked.
For sure. Let's see. You know, the first five that we have coming out are about, will we survive Mars? Then we have an episode on why do memes matter, sort of looking at meme culture. We have one on why do we cry, sort of looking at, you know, the bodily evolutionary functions of crying and what it means to each of us. And then we have one about what happens when we die, kind of looking at, what happens to your body in the moments before death? How have we kind of come to understand the physical definition of death in different ways over time? And then we've got video games. Why do we pay money for things in video games? Sort of a really interesting exploration of video game economies and the kinds of things that people spend money on today.
Cleo, I know the mission of Vox is to explain. In this program, you are explaining your storytelling. That's what you do so well. How much fun is it for you to be a host producer on a series like this where you probably get to answer some of your questions as well?
It's a joy. I mean, you've just summarized the best part of the job. We get to come in every day and learn about a topic that we find interesting and find a way to distill that information and present it to other curious people. I mean, I know for me personally, you could not describe a better job. And so that's been a real joy on this show, not only to get to do that ourselves, but to get to do it with each other, because so much of the show involves collaboration with our fellow hosts, in seeking their advice about where to take each story, in really having fun explaining these topics to each other so that we can ask good questions that the audience is going to ask or would want to know. And so that's just been really a joy every single day. I look forward to getting into work every day.
Chris, that sounds like it. I don't blame you. Christoph's just, I guess, back from Hawaii, so I'm sure he looks forward to work every day as well. Got about a minute left on the program. Talk about the difficulty sometimes to explain these things. Some of these questions are probably a little simpler to explain than others. How challenging is that? You don't have 5 hours to do a documentary. You need to get the information down where it's relatable and understandable.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times we're tackling some of the biggest questions in, you know, each of these topics,
yes,
respective fields, and trying to do it in 15 to 20 minutes, which can be really tricky. It's also challenging, you know, to try to combine, sort of explainer journalism with more of like the experiential aspects of sort of bringing viewers on a journey with us as we learn these things ourselves. So it's a tough balance, but when we can figure out how to do both of those things well, I think that's what makes the show really unique.
Cleo, where and when can we watch the series, glad you ask?
Well, the first episode is live and free on YouTube right now. You can watch it on Vox's YouTube channel. And the other episodes will be rolling out weekly, also on Vox's YouTube channel, but if you wanted to binge all of them, you can find them on YouTube Premium. And you can find all of the episodes weekly at youtube.com/learning. So there are a lot of different ways to find the episode, but if you go to Vox's YouTube channel or youtube.com/learning, you'll find it.
And binging is the way to go. You have everybody, you've piqued our curiosity. I don't want to stop at one episode, but I want to see all of them while I'm sitting there. The series is Glad You Asked, YouTube original docuseries, premiering now October 8th. And Cleo Christoph, two of the host producers, with us on the program. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Looking forward to season one of Glad You Ask.
Thank you.
Thanks
so
for
much.
Having us.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.